Greg Belfry, I'll be filling in for Jerry today and tomorrow. We're talking about English as the official language of the country as part of a broader conversation about a principal in Hempstead, Texas, whose contract was not renewed because she wanted the students at the school, which is mostly Hispanic, she wanted them to speak only English. Now, there's some other race problems at the school, but we're talking about English as a national language today and asking whether you think it should be or not. Call us at 888-455-1360. Let's get back to your calls. Robert on the road. Welcome to the Jerry Bader Show, Robert. We lose Robert. Let's try Ron in Green Bay.
Hi.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Okay. I wanted to share that I was living in Los Angeles in the mid-80s, and even back then, we had a fire in an apartment complex, and when I called 911 to report that we had a fire and we needed fire department to show up, nobody at 911 could speak English. And so I would try to explain to them we had a fire and people could die and we needed the fire department. And nobody could speak English, and I never know if they ever found out from talking to me. I called three times, and nobody could speak English. I found out their hiring requirements were that they had 20% of their employees had to speak English, and 100% had to speak Spanish.
Wow. And now, where was this at? I missed that. Where did you say this occurred?
This is in Los Angeles, and this was already in the mid-80s.
So, that again, that's an example of the kind of practical problems you have when you're sitting there and you got a fire and you're trying to get help and you can't find somebody who speaks English. That's a problem.
Yeah, and that's the 911 center. And that guy that said that we shouldn't be offended or something, that guy is wrong. The government that I vote for is not here to cater to all the visitors and all the aliens. They're here to cater to the citizens and the voters. And the citizens should be speaking English or a common language. What do you think would happen if you're in a court of law and one of the lawyers speaks Spanish directly to the jury and the other lawyers and the judge don't know what that language is?
Which I think is one of the reasons you had this principal in Hempstead who said she wanted only English to be spoken. She didn't want Spanish to be spoken for that very reason. Not everyone speaks it.
Exactly. And also the guy says, oh, well, they will learn the English language. We're talking about a school here. If they're not doing it in school and if they're not learning it in school, then he's an idiot for saying that they're going to learn it on their own.
Well, I don't want to call him an idiot, but the more you cater to people in their own language, the less reason they have to learn English. You know, the more that you try to cater to them, the less compelling reason there is for them to try English. Let's go to one more call here. Let's go to Paul on the road. Hi, Paul. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
My comment, I guess, is directed towards the school system, period. This principal is being, fired basically for her stance on it. But at the same time, me as a parent, I don't have a choice for my children. My kids right now are being forced to take a foreign language in school. So they're wasting, if they don't want to take it or I don't feel they should, they're having to spend an hour a day on a foreign language when they could be taking another math class, a science class, something that might be more productive because people aren't willing to learn the language or the country not have a national language and have others assimilate. My child has to try to assimilate to the global world.
Yeah, see, I actually thought I had a little bit different perspective on that. Paul, thanks for your call. I actually encouraged my kids to take Spanish for that very reason, understanding that a lot of people speak it. And then I thought it would be beneficial for them. A little bit of a different take. I appreciate all your calls. My name is Greg Belfridge. You're listening to the Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.